Don't slip up.
There are infinite worlds. I can't seem to feel at home in any of them.
And ghosting is never the answer.
You got me kidnapped and tortured all after one day.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch this weekend. Friday, April 21st to Sunday, April 23rd. We're counting down the weekend's top five must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 8 has announced its cast and premiere date, and Mama Ru is bringing some legendary legends back again. AS8 will feature a cast of 12 returning queens vying for the crown. They are Season 9 Snatch Game winner Alexis Michelle, Season 6 Lip Sync Assassin Darian Lake, Season 12 Miss Congeniality Heidi in Closet, Season 9 Queen and the Bitch Who Stole Christmas star James Manfield, Season 2 Breakout and All Stars 6 Lip Sync Assassin Jessica Wilde, Canada's Drag Race Season 1 star and RuPaul's Drag Race UK versus the world competitor Jimbo, Season 11 Queen and Drag Race Live Las Vegas showgirl Kahana Montrese, Season 13's Candy Muse, Season 13 Golden Boot winner and Miss Congeniality Queen Lala Ri, trailblazing Season 5 contestant Monica Beverly Hills, Season 7's matriarchal mama Mrs. Kasha Davis, and Miss Continental winner Naisha Lopez, who first competed on Season 8. RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars 8 premieres May 12th on Paramount+. Following the blockbuster success of the hit films, Lionsgate is hoping to bring author Stephenie Meyer's beloved fantasy romance novels back to the screen with a forthcoming Twilight television show. The series is currently in the early stages of development, and Meyer, who was credited as a writer on the original Twilight movies, is involved. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the project does not currently have a network or platform, nor do we know the official timeline for when Lionsgate Television plans to shop Twilight to potential outlets. And lawyers for Alec Baldwin said Thursday that prosecutors in New Mexico are dropping involuntary manslaughter charges against the actor, stemming from the 2021 shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust. Baldwin's attorney, Luke Nikas, and Alex Spiro said in a statement to EW, quote, "We are pleased with the decision to dismiss the case against Alec Baldwin, and we encourage a proper investigation into the facts and circumstances of this tragic accident." The district attorney's office for Santa Fe County did not immediately respond to EW's request for comment. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. All right, folks, it is time to hand Bridget Everett the microphone, because this weekend's number five pick, Somebody Somewhere, is back. The charming HBO comedy series returns for its second season as Sam, played by the hilarious Everett, tries to navigate singing, friendship, family, and maybe even love. Here's a preview.
There really is something to be said for going it alone.
Really?
You've always been alone. You're good at it or used to it or whatever.
Welcome to our fall recital.
Is that what open promise look like?
I think it actually is.
I was wondering if we might be able to pick up where we left off. I'm supposed to sing for my friend's wedding, but I can't really sing that style of music.
We'll get there.
We will indeed. Also starring Jeff Hiller and Murray Hill, Somebody Somewhere is at its best when it's simply telling a story about a group of humans trying to get through the day, because can't we all relate to that? And occasionally singing about it, because sometimes life is complicated enough on its own.
This is what you do. You cut people out, Sam.
Families aren't easy, not even the fun ones. It takes a lot of work.
A new level of intimacy.
How about some shots, yes, people?
Shots. Don't do it. Don't ruin this moment, please.
I really love you.
Joel?
I love you.
You know I don't have the infrastructure to go this fast.
Well, the heartwarming comedy Somebody Somewhere returns Sunday night at 10:30 on HBO. You might need to brace yourself for impact. The new Roku original series, Slip, follows May, played by Zoe Lister-Jones, who also created the show. Now, she's tired and fed up with her seemingly boring life with her husband, Elijah, until she has a one-night stand with a handsome stranger named Eric, and her world is turned upside down. May wakes up the next morning in a different dimension, now married to Eric and living a completely different life, sans Elijah. Now, in a desperate attempt to make sense of what's happening, she searches for answers and slips into other dimensions in the process. Here's the trailer.
I didn't want to wake up this morning. I just always feel like being asleep. Like life is a dream.
Love you.
Love you.
Where nothing really happens.
Yeah, I was just asking how you're doing as like more of a courtesy.
Oh, right.
Hey, do you think you'll ever want to have a kid?
That's just like such a heavy question right before bed.
You really don't know how good you have it. Do you know what having sex is like right now?
Sadly, not really.
Eric.
May.
I see you across the street. You're all right, babe? You're shaking.
Listen, I'm gonna get some air. Hi, is Elijah here? He's about this tall, dresses kind of like if Kurt Cobain was a lesbian.
Mom!
Gina. I slept with this super hot man. Had just met him, woke up the next day, married to him.
Don't forget, we have our fitting for the Met Ball today. The theme, it's trash. Oh, that's cool.
I'm being transported to other dimensions every time I orgasm.
Damn, that's goals.
Shady's your mother, that's who I am.
It's like you were born to be a mom.
How do you do it?
You just love it?
I've been lost, trying to find my way back to my old self.
Oh,
sorry, do I know you?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you just got one of those faces.
There are infinite worlds. I can't seem to feel at home in any of them.
Something about leaving one world that allows you to re-enter the old one from a new place.
I'm May Cannon, and this is not my life!
Do you come here a lot?
No, I've actually never been here before.
May, where have you been all my life?
Well, as you heard a bit of there, May finds herself married to different people and experiencing different lives in every dimension. But the hardest thing to find might just be herself. Ah, there we go. All episodes of Slip are streaming for free on the Roku channel.
Number three.
Don't worry, you are not seeing double. Rachel Weisz really is playing two different characters on this weekend's number three pick, the new Amazon Prime Video series, Dead Ringers. There are now two Dead Ringers in the world. The first is the 1988 movie by director David Cronenberg, which starred Jeremy Irons as twin gynecologists Elliot and Beverly Mantle. The new series comes from showrunner Alice Birch, a veteran of Succession, and stars Weisz as the Mantle twins. Now, given the horror elements of both stories, you may be surprised what drew Weisz to the project. Have a listen.
I love the kind of psychosexual thriller element to it. I love the fact that Alice mentioned this to me when we were talking about making it, that she observed that the Mantle twins, Jeremy Irons Mantle twins, they were always having such a good time. In their hand, they were going to parties and galas, and they had a great time until they didn't.
Well, it wasn't easy to pull off double performances. It's not just that Weisz had to play two different characters. Everyone on the production had to help with the switches.
It was a learning curve for me, for all departments on the production, the hair and makeup, costume, set dressing, props, script editor for eyelines, lighting, literally every department was involved. So it was a kind of group twin swap. We all swapped together. And then the other actors had to adjust as well. So we were all in it together. And I think we got better and better. And by the middle and then towards the end, we were just sort of flying.
All episodes of Dead Ringers are streaming now on Prime Video, so you can see for yourself how well they pulled it off. It's trivia time. Ana de Armas and Chris Evans star opposite each other in the new action rom-com Ghosted. More on that in just a bit. But this isn't the first time that Marilyn and Captain America have worked together. In which of the following flicks did Ana de Armas and Chris Evans star together? Blonde, The Gray Man, or Fantastic Four? Stick around for the answer, as well as our top two picks and soundbite of the week. What to Watch will be right back.
Also,
No one the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would
don't you call in the
don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on the awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with the awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at ew.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. White men can't jump, but can he sling insults? In this week's new trailer for the upcoming movie, Cinque Walls convinces Jack Harlow to play with him in a basketball tournament that has a big payday. Now they just have to come up with the money to enter, but they have a strategy, and it is our soundbite of the week.
We can hustle a few games together to get the money for the entry fee.
I'll find some marks.
Those short shorts look incredible on you.
Throw them off their game.
You have an OnlyFans?
And we'll clean up.
You gonna wear that trash bag?
You gonna wear that fake ass Richard Simmons outfit?
Oh!
Number two.
Can true love surpass societal expectations? Our number two pick begs that exact question. The Jane Austen novel turned series Sanditon is coming to a close, and Rose Williams' Charlotte is itching to tell Ben Lloyd Hughes Colburn about her feelings for him. But she realizes a shocking truth before she reveals all, and her plan is put to a halt. Then Georgiana has her worst nightmare come to life when she's abandoned. Here's a preview.
I expect you'll be returning home again now.
As a matter of fact, that is what I wish to discuss with Mr. Colburn.
I'm afraid Mr. Colburn is out riding this morning.
Miss Hayward!
You come to check on Augusta?
How is she?
Inconsolable.
I assume Lady de Clermont has told you that she is to leave Sanditon.
No. Why?
All she would say is that she is expected in London. And regrettably, there is nothing I can do to change her mind.
May I pass on a message to Mr. Colburn, Miss Hayward?
Thank you, Mrs. Wheatley. But I would sooner deliver it in person.
Well, the series, which premiered in 2020, was canceled after just one season, but its passionate fan base urged PBS to bring the series back and got it renewed for two more seasons. Watch the final episode of the period drama Sanditon Sunday on PBS. Check your local listings for time. Chris Evans is left on red with no street cred. And our number one pick this weekend, Ghosted, The new Apple TV Plus action rom-com stars Ana de Armas and Chris Evans as Sadie and Cole, who meet and fall for each other. But their relationship quickly goes from delightful to dangerous when Sadie ghosts Cole and cuts off all communication. But Cole has the brilliant idea to follow her to London, where he discovers she's not actually ignoring him. She's a CIA agent. Here's the trailer.
I was just wondering if you wanted to, go out sometime.
You want to get a coffee?
Now?
Yes, now.
I'll just hang on. When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be. Her name is Sadie. I'm next to you. I mean, I know this sounds crazy, but I think she might be the one. Yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. She really is great. You'll see.
Any word?
She ghosted him.
I bet she isn't even seeing your text.
She does travel a lot for work.
Go to her.
I'm going to London. See, you get it. It's a grand romantic gesture.
Yeah, that is amazing, mate. 5,000 miles to surprise a girl who you've only met once, especially if she's the one who ghosted you.
No, she didn't ghost me. She just doesn't have an international calling plan.
Oh, right.
Where am I?
Oh, God. You have the wrong guy?
I'm a former.
Wait. Whoa.
Can you walk, Cole?
Who are you?
CIA.
So confused. They kept asking me about the taxman.
They asked you about the taxman?
They think I am a taxman. You're the taxman.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. You got me kidnapped and tortured all after one day. I swallowed a rock.
You're the one who flew to London.
It was a romantic gesture.
Get every bounty hunter on the continent. I want her alive.
This is bigger than you and me.
Did it never occur to you that he could be a foreign asset trying to compromise your mission?
Who the hell are you?
I'm the boyfriend.
Do you trust me?
Is that a joke?
Well, De Armas and Evans have worked together before, but they've always played adversaries. Now they finally have the chance to play lovers. They sat down with EW to tell us more.
I love hanging out with Ana, but with this film, we actually got to kind of be, you know, charming together and sweet. And
yeah, we don't hate each other in this one.
Yeah, exactly. We're not so adversarial. It's actually, you know, fun repartee. And that was something we hadn't had a chance to do yet. It's just a fun journey to go. I was very romancing the stone. You know what I mean? You have very different people that for some reason are drawn to each other. But put in these heightened circumstances where you strip away comfortable conditions, it brings out very truthful and honest reactions to you know, someone that you not that long ago had a very wonderful, romantic, intimate connection, and all of a sudden you have to level jump, you know, into this extreme, you know, situation.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have the time to actually get to know each other slowly. Yeah. They're just like, everything is really rushed and they just start finding out everything, like for real, what's going on with each other. And of course they're gonna fight, and of course they're gonna argue. It's like everything is like every other relationship, just very rushed and in very extreme life or death situation, which is what makes it more endearing and funny.
So can they save the world and their relationship? Check out our feature on De Armas and Evans at EW.com, and then watch the duo in action in Ghosted, streaming now on Apple TV Plus. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. In which of the following flicks did Ana de Armas and Chris Evans star together? Blonde, The Gray Man, or Fantastic Four? It wasn't Black or White, it was The Gray Man. In the 2022 film, de Armas and Evans played Danny and Lloyd alongside Ryan Gosling in another CIA-centered action-packed story. And it's no mystery, de Armas and Evans also starred together in 2019's Knives Out. Well, that is our show for this weekend. We will have more news and must-see picks for you on Monday, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep, Samantha Heifel, Christian Holub, and EW staff. Edited by Sammy Junio. Produced by Ashley Boucher. Hosted and produced by Jared Hall. And executive produced by Chanel Johnson. What to Watch.